This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, November 30th, the last day of the month, and we're here with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast presented by Sullivan Tire. And we have some moves to talk about this week, a variety of moves, but I want to start by cleaning up just a couple things from last week, the holiday week, the Thanksgiving game. The Patriots activated Marcus Zusevic to the 53-man roster off of NFI. The undrafted rookie was then actually inactive on Thursday night against the Jets. But he is a guy that's been here all summer dealing with a torn pectoral that he suffered at the scouting combine in February. He is a 6'5", 300-pound tackle who was a right tackle at Iowa out of the Kirk Ferentz offensive line development program. And he is now a New England Patriot. To make room for him on the roster, the Patriots released Greg Salas, and he was actually claimed off waivers by the Eagles. So he will not be back on the practice squad or the roster, at least for the time being. Then on Monday, the big news of the week came as a statement was released by the National Football League that said as follows. Jermaine Cunningham of the New England Patriots has been suspended without pay for 4 games for violating the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. Cunningham's suspension begins immediately. He will be eligible to return to the Patriots' active roster on Monday, December 24th, following the team's December 23rd game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So Jermaine Cunningham with a 4-game suspension. So he is not on the roster as of right now. And then November 28th, the Patriots activated James Devlin to the 53-man roster to take Cunningham's spot and re-signed Jeremy Ebert to the practice squad. He was their draft pick wide receiver, was with the team in training camp. Paul Perillo, obviously, the news of the week was the Cunningham suspension. And, you know, we don't really need to get into the Adderall aspects of it, I'll say. On this roster report, it's more important to get into the roster aspect of it. And Chandler Jones already dealing with an ankle injury. We'll get to the injury report later, but it looks like he's going to miss his second straight game. Jermaine Cunningham suspended. We have Rob Ninkovich, who probably will bump over to the right side to take Jones's spot. But how do you see the reps coming after that with guys like Trevor Scott, Justin Francis, maybe Brandon Dedrick?
Yeah, no, I think all of the guys that you just mentioned probably will be a prominent part of the defense this week. And the one thing that will be of interest to me, because Jones is out, and I know that you'll run down the whole list in a moment, with Jones out definitively, I think there's a chance that you might see some more three-man fronts. You may be using a guy like Dante Hightower a little bit differently. He's played a little bit more consistently now the last month or so after missing a few games with the hamstring problems. And I'm not sure that you want to play Trevor Scott on a full-time basis. I think maybe you want to pick your spots with him, a rookie in Justin Francis, who's shown up a little bit when given an opportunity. But again, not sure you want to put a full load on a guy like that's plate. And Cunningham wasn't playing full-time. In and of itself, it's not a huge loss. But with Chandler Jones out at the same time, I think the ripple effect is something worth watching. I expect to see some different things on Sunday from the Patriots front.
And we've seen them use some more three-more fronts lately, and late in other seasons has been a trend at times in the past. When they've dabbled with 4-3, it seems like they would kind of bring out 3-4 late in the year. And we obviously have Ninkovich with the ability to play, you know, linebacker, you know, defensive end of the line. And I think you're right. I think you would probably see Hightower on the other end of the line, and then you have Spikes and Mayo in the middle, and that's your 3-4, and might allow you to rotate Dedrick in. It's a little bit more of a 3-4 end as opposed to a 4-3 end. So that's certainly a possibility, and it's something that's, you know, worth watching this week against the Dolphins, a team that, with Reggie Bush, will try to run the football a little bit.
Yeah, and you're right to bring up Dedrick, because he seems to be a guy that kind of gets glossed over. I think everybody talks about Ed's rushers when they talk about how do you replace Cunningham and Jones as 4-3 ends. Well, Dedrick has played 4-3 end. He's played 4-3 tackle. He's played 3-4 end. He's done a lot of different things during his time, never as a real full-time player, but he's performed a variety of different roles. So I do think that Dedrick is a guy also to throw in that Francis, Scott, key mix.
I see what you did there.
It was totally accidental until we got into it.
And then, you know, it's something that bears watching because the run defense has been a little shaky of late. They've had four straight games here where they've allowed the opponent to rush for 4 yards or more per carry and 100 yards. They'd only allowed that once through the first seven games. And, you know, that's something that the personnel on the field is something clearly to keep an eye on. And, you know, you basically have played two games now without Jones between the Colts and the Thanksgiving contest. So two of those four games, you know, I know he was thought of as a pass rusher, but he was a three-down player. He was setting the edge. So, I mean, I don't want to gloss over that fact that he plays against the run as well. So, you know, it's worth watching not only the personnel but the scheme and how they try to counteract that. And obviously playing Tannehill, you're talking about an athletic quarterback who can challenge the edge of the defense on his own right.
A guy you want to keep in the pocket.
Consistent pass rush and controlled pass rush could be an issue. For example, a guy like Francis, who is, I think, a young, aggressive player, I could see him being a little overzealous in some edge rushing there. I mean, even this week, I just want to get after the quarterback. Wherever they want me to get me the quarterback from, you know, he's kind of got that attitude. Well, easy now, because he could make you look foolish because he's an athlete back there. So defensive end, one of the positions that bears watching, I think, this week.
Certainly.
On the defense. Getting to the injury report, and part of the reason defensive end bears watching, three guys downgraded to out or listed as out on the Friday injury report this week. Rob Gronkowski, we know he's recovering from forearm surgery, even though he bought a nice new home in Tampa this week and was actually even photographed earlier in the week out with one of the Bruins, I forgot who it was, with a sling that was dangling down by his side as he moved both arms. So I don't know if he knows exactly what a sling is supposed to do, but just Gronk being Gronk coming back from that surgery. Chandler Jones, the ankle injury, did not practice all week. He's out. And Logan Mankins did not practice all week. Ankle calf, he's out. And we haven't seen him in a while. And you know, we talked about earlier in the year, you and I kind of said maybe it's just time to pull the plug, but maybe they've done that to some degree with just focus on health for now. Football, if you can get back healthy, then we'll get you back into the mix of football.
And it doesn't seem to be that roster crunch. We talk every Friday about the roster, and you always make the comment that there are candidates down there. James Devlin, they bring up to replace Cunningham this week. So I don't think that the roster spots right now are so precious that you have to make some kind of move with a guy like Mankins.
And a guy that valuable.
You can afford to wait.
I mean, if he could
get
healthy for January, you could say all of a sudden you go on a run and you have your best offensive lineman back. A long list, as always, of the limited participation, questionable-type guys. We'll run down them quickly. Ron Brace, elbow, is questionable. Patrick Chung, shoulder hamstring. Dan Conley, who missed practice on Wednesday, came back for Thursday and Friday on a limited participation level with a back injury. He's questionable. Julian Edelman, concussion after the big hit he took from Laron Landry on Thanksgiving night. He has been limited all week, but I think for a lot of us that was a positive surprise. We thought maybe he'd miss some time with that issue. He's questionable. Aaron Hernandez, ankle. Dante Hightower, hamstring. Brandon Lloyd, knee. Kyle Love, knee. Nick McDonald, shoulder. Matthew Slater, concussion. Brandon Spikes, knee. All practiced on a limited basis all week and are questionable. Sebastian Vollmer, who missed, somewhat surprisingly, the Thanksgiving night game and led to Marcus Canning starting his first game at right tackle. He did not practice this week on Wednesday, but Vollmer was back out there on Thursday and Friday on a limited basis with a back and knee injury. He's questionable. Wes Welker, ankle. Tracy White, foot. Both limited all week, both questionable. And our guy, Marcus Zusevics, who was just added to the roster, missed Wednesday and Thursday with an illness. He was limited on Friday. He is questionable, so we'll see if he is active for his first NFL game this week. And Gerard Mayo, elbow, full participation all week. He is probable, which is pretty close to a lock, that he will be out there. For the Dolphins, they have one guy who's questionable. Some guy.
Javorski Lane.
I don't know. V's and J's and O's and
Jesus.
K's. Devon Bess is probable. Nolan Carroll, probable. He's added an ankle injury to a previous neck injury, but he was full participation all week. Carlos Dansby, Pat Devlin, Anthony Fasano, Austin Spittier, Daniel Thomas, all probable this week.
Was Spittler.
Oh. You gotta get glasses, I guess. Spittler. I don't know who he is. Anyway, the much shorter injury list for the Dolphins. The Patriots will have to learn to live without Chandler Jones this week and Jermaine Cunningham as they head to South Florida, Paul, for a big game, a hat and T-shirt game.
You know what we've never seen on the Patriots injury report this season? And it's
me?
Virtually, it could be as little as that. I mean, Ryan Mallett hasn't shown up on the Patriots injury report, correct?
Right.
Dolphins backup quarterback showing up on the injury report, Pat Devlin.
Who their own head coach called the teacher's pet, by the way. Apparently he sucks up to him all the time. But the Patriots head to South Florida looking to continue their winning streak, go to 6 games in a row, looking to collect some hats and some t-shirts. They can clinch the AFC East with a win in Miami on Sunday. 41-5 the Patriots are in December games since 2001. 3 of those losses, December games in Miami to the Dolphins. I don't expect it to happen again. I think the Patriots will come home with those hats and t-shirts and yet another division title and the 12th consecutive winning season under Bill Belichick. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. We'll talk to you next week on another Patriots.com Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast. Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.